Both Glenn Nordberg and Edwin West were denied supervised release for failing to meet the strict criteria that require them to prove they're unlikely to commit new acts of sexual violence and that they can find the housing and treatment they need if released. West's attorney, Ellen Hennick, says state statute is unclear about whether it's the people seeking release who have the burden of proving they've met those criteria. She says there's two ways to look at it.
One is whether the state's duty is to try and keep him locked up. The other is that the state is interested in the treatment of sex offenders. And when you look at it from a treatment perspective, that decision becomes different.
But Justice Annette Ziegler asked why a sex offender shouldn't be the one to prove he or she is ready to live in the community.
If you're the proponent of wanting to get out, shouldn't you show why you want to get out?
But Attorney Hennick says the criteria for release include proving both housing and treatment are available. That's something the person seeking release often can't find out while they're locked up.
What facilities, for example, does the department have available? If I ask them and they say, we're not going to tell you, I get nothing on costs, and yet I'm supposed to propose that this is cost effective or can be met by reasonable cost.
Since the sexually violent persons law was passed in 1994, only 20 of the 350 people who have been committed are currently on supervised release. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.